Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, just put on the armor. Ephesians 6. I put on the armor in the morning and at night as well, several times a day. Ephesians 6, you can put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the readiness or the preparation to walk in the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. So highly recommend is getting the armor on, even if you have to do it more than once, and just keep the armor on a regular basis and pray and get some Bible verses. There's part of Psalm 3. I know that all of Psalm 3 is a powerful one for sleep. Talks about, it's a short psalm. So if you need to decree psalm, parts of Psalm 3, then 3 and 4 are both strong about sleep as well. Find the Bible verses that work and pray them, and pray with someone if you need to as well. Sometimes the Lord will wake you up to pray. Other times the enemy is messing with you. And so use it, because what's intended for evil will be used for good. So if the enemy is messing with you in your sleep, then just begin to pray that, you know, the Lord will use everything for the good for those who love him. And so if you need to get up and pray, that'd be great. Or lay there in bed and pray, whatever. And I don't have anything else besides that, except that this is a time of transition. And so we're seeing all kinds of different things happen right now. That's a good point, that it's not a one size fits all when it comes with our life. We're the body of Christ. We all have to, we live in different regions and different parts of the world. And we're in different seasons as well. All of us. We can be in a similar season together, like I'm releasing this word about breakthrough. But each individual may be walking through something different. So to keep that in mind as well. But don't let the enemy get you down, you know, as far as that you're being taken out or anything. Greater is the one in you than the one in the world. Begin to prophesy. Begin to decree these verses. I really love this mercy verse. I just found this one. The Psalm 28:6 is, praise be the Lord, for he's heard my cry for mercy. So find things and begin to cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on my daytime and my nighttime. I cry out for you and I praise you. In other words, you can do it in the form of singing, speaking in the spirit, or however you want to, but praise be the Lord, and he has heard our cry for mercy. Yeah, we're in a season right now where we're caring for Linda's mom, and so it is very expensive here. And we're waiting on the Lord. We're not planning on moving or anything like that, but we do pray and provision all the time. Protection. We live in Los Angeles, and we pray protection and provision to live here. But haven't, to answer the question, we have not heard anything about moving yet or doing anything like that. And we do continue to honor Linda's mom and pray for her healing. Pray for all of us right now in Jesus' name. Well, to answer the question, attacks do not come from the Lord. The attacks do not. They come from the enemy. That's a bottom line. The attacks come from the enemy, and they're trying to stop you from getting to the Lord. And so don't blame the Lord. You know, that's the best thing you can do is, I know you might get upset, but turn that around and turn it around and begin to cry out to the Lord for provision. And, you know, if you got in a terrible car accident. Oh, so sorry you did. Got in a terrible car accident. But that definitely is a sign that you might be on the right trail. You know what I mean? When the enemy comes in like a flood, ask the Lord to raise up the new standard against them. In other words, ask him to show you what you need to do. Pray for provision, pray for healing, protection. Keep the armor on, keep the prayer. Maybe you need to raise up prayer and intercession around you. We have prayer and intercession. We have people that we, you know, that we stay in touch with, and a prayer covering as well. Good question.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.